Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, yesterday we spoke about all the different things that were happening, and particularly at the DNC, Pat. We were talking about how Juma prayer for you know, Islam was being promoted at the DNC by our president and the Democratic National Convention, and they had this prayer last Friday, and we learned about this radical agenda that the Muslims have, the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, just want to come in and just have a caliphate and implement Sharia and really do away with the Constitution of the United States. I'm telling you, if you missed this segment, if you got to hear this segment, you got to hear everything that's been shared. In fact, when you go to the VFN Torch, you're going to see that we have related stories. So you kind of get a whole picture of what's been said, you know, on this radio program in regards to it, and helps you to put things into perspective. And you get to hear from different, you know, angles and just different segments to help you get a more of a complete picture. But I want to share today with our viewers that this is happening in a lot of other nations.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that this is what was beginning to happen in Europe. And right now in Germany, and this is Eric Steckelbeck. Steckelbeck. He really just broke this story. He does a lot in this area of research. And right now, what's happening in Germany is this Salafism movement.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's what the Muslim Brotherhood, it's an ideology from the Quran that it's strict code. I mean, this is what some may call radical, but this is Islam. Mm-hmm. This is Islam. And some of the things that you're hearing, some of the stuff you've heard before on this radio program, but, you know, like I mentioned yesterday, I'm not the sharpest knife in the stack.
Right.
You know, and I need to hear things maybe three or four times, or sometimes maybe even more, depending who you talk to, right? But for me to get something, and maybe you might be the same, but this is something that we need to be educated on, and we're still just learning and growing and understanding the depth of this. But this is a real threat, and we're going to get to speak about today, JJ as well too. Lord, we're going to talk about JJ, Jews and Jesus, and it helps to put all of this into perspective and to understand, you know, what this is really all about. But I want you to listen to a segment here about what they have to say here.
In June, 1,000 police fanned out across Germany. They targeted the homes, schools, and mosques of Salafi Muslims. Salafis model themselves after Muhammad and strictly follow Islamic Sharia law. The movement encourages violent jihad and is shared by Al-Qaeda and many other Islamic terror groups. It's now taking hold among a small but growing number of Germany's 4.3 million Muslims.
We have a really dynamic, growing Salafi scene in Germany. So some of the security officers, they tell us that we have about 5,000 Salafis in Germany.
Journalist Franz Fader follows Germany's Salafi scene closely.
The Salafi movement in Germany is creating an environment for violence and for radicalization. What is absolutely clear is that not every Salafist is a terrorist, but every terrorist is a Salafist.
It's creating an environment for violence. Listen to this.
And that includes the gunman who murdered two U.S. soldiers and two more in an attack in Frankfurt last year, not to mention dozens of other German Muslims arrested on terrorism charges since 9/11. Others have left Germany to wage jihad abroad.
A lot of jihadis and with Salafist background are going to Afghanistan into training camps, to Pakistan into training camps. A lot of jihadis are passing through the Horn of Africa, and they are going to...
Yeah, listen to this. They're going to get training. They're going to different places. This is training for what?
Right.
They believe in jihad.
Fight in Somalia, going to fight in Yemen.
Sheikh Abu Adam runs the Darul Quran Mosque in Munich. He dislikes the term Salafi.
Listen, this is the plan. This is a strategy. This is what you're seeing in Germany. Let me tell you something. It wants to come to the shores of America. I mean, we discussed this already in VFN Radio. There's an Islamic movement to bring Islam to the United States. I mean, they have this. They've been saying that the seeds of Sharia have been sown here already.
Right.
And this is an ideology that's violent. I mean, you got to remember, it's jihad. This is the same type of a mindset or ideology that's taught in the Quran. That Al Qaeda has embraced and a lot of other terror groups. And this is taking place in Germany. I mean, there are 5,000 of them, I believe, and they're really wanting to just branch out.
Mm-hmm.
And we can learn as we're seeing what's happening in Europe, as we're seeing what's happening in different places around the world. Mm-hmm. We can take note. I mean, we really can take note. It was said that the Sheikh, you know, he's being investigated in Germany, but it's violent. I mean, he brutally, physically abused his wife.
Oh, wow.
And she wasn't even able to report charges. I mean, it's just like, what is this? You know, they have a plan. This is what they did. They want to spread this message all over Germany. And what they did, Pat, they printed over 300,000 Qurans, 300,000. And then they went all over Germany and they gave it out. They want to spread this form, this radical Islamic, you know, teachings, which is Sharia, the caliphate, all of it. And they want to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. We heard this on VFN Radio, and hopefully this week we'll get a chance to share this with you. And we're talking about JJ here in a little bit. But migration, and this is important because migration through immigration. When a country is migrated, I mean, you can lose the population. You know, there was a recent study, and again, you can find this on the Torch as well, is that basically said that in order for a culture to maintain itself for more than 25 years, the fertility rate has to be 2.1 children per family, okay, in order to maintain a particular culture. And so if a family doesn't have 2.1 children, they're saying they're not going to be able to do that. They're not going to be able to maintain it. And so if anything else, the culture's in decline. Now, they say that if you have a 1.9%, you can never, you know, come get past that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so now a 1.3 is actually impossible. When we come back, we're going to share more about what is actually the fertility rate in different parts of the world, different parts of the world, and particularly Germany and the U.S. And we're going to see how, you know, these cultures are going to be able to maintain or not be maintained. We'll be right back. Well, Pat, we're talking about Salafism, Islam, the threat to Germany, what's happening in Germany, the threat that's coming to the United States. I mean, this is happening already in other parts of the country. And we ended before the commercial break. We were talking about in order for a country to maintain itself, for that culture to maintain itself for more than 25 years, it requires a fertility rate of 2.1 children per family. Now, they say that anything else would you know, cause that culture to decline.
Mm-hmm.
And no culture has never been able to reverse itself. Listen to this, Pat. They've never been able to reverse itself when it had a fertility rate of 1.9.
Hmm.
Okay? They say a fertility rate of 1.3 is impossible.
Hmm.
Okay? And these are parents that are having children. It causes you to go,
wow.
You know, it causes you to think, talking about Germany, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you know that Germany's fertility rate is 1.3.
Oh, wow.
That's how many children they have per family.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is amazing because Germany already has said, and they were the first to come out publicly to say, that the fall in Germany's population can no longer be stopped and its downward spiral is no longer reversible. It will be a Muslim state by the year 2050. And this comes from the German Federalist Statistics Office. I mean, they recognize that this cannot be stopped. and that through migration, through transformation. We talked about previous on previous programs about Murfreesboro and the 50,000 mosques being built and has been built in Tennessee, or the Islamic Center with a 10,000 square foot mosque with a 50,000 square foot facility. And how many people did he actually have to fill this? Well, they're going to fill it through migration, through immigration. And this is, you got to look at this. I mean, what is, and with a whole goal and intention to replace the Constitution, mm-hmm. to replace the Constitution with Sharia. What a caliphate. It's like this. No. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta pay attention. You gotta know what is happening. I mean, look at the fertility rate in the United States. Now remember, 1.9, it's not gonna reverse itself.
Right.
Okay. At a 1.3, it's nearly impossible. The fertility rate of the United States, Pat, is 1.6.
Wow.
1.6. Now, with the influx of Latino nations, mm-hmm. Of Latinos coming in, the rate increases to 2.11, the bare minimum required to sustain a culture. Mm-hmm. In 1970, again, you can find all this on the Torch, mm-hmm. Migration through immigration. Mm-hmm. In 1970, there's 100,000 Muslims in America, and now 2008, there's 9 million. And, wow. And it's, you know, we're not talking about modern, we're talking about a radical movement that's trying to, it's Islam, Salafism, that's trying to come in. And you think about it. Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder, you know, you hear all this talk about immigration in the news. And all this, are we really concerned about Pedro? Are we really concerned about Pedro coming from Mexico? Or is that really what we're concerned about?
Right.
You know, when it's in fact the Latin culture that's helping sustain America with a birth rate of 2.11, and you have a radical Islamic movement that's trying to come in, that it endangers and hurts people, that's trying to abolish the Constitution, mm-hmm. that's trying to steal away our rights, our God-given rights.
Right.
And there's others in this country mm-hmm. that would love to do away with the Constitution or alter the Constitution. This mm-hmm. is a republic. And so you got to know because you know what? If and what's holding everything together, you know what as the nation, as the church goes, so does the nation go. Mm-hmm. And if the church doesn't repent, if the church, and we say this often, but my goodness, it's just the truth. If the church does not get its heart right, and that's our prayer, and that's right. our heart's concern, is that the church will return back to her first love. Mm-hmm. The church will return back to the first love, that we begin to honor the word of God again. We begin to honor God again, and we get the sin out of our lives, that God will maybe allow us to keep these United States.
Yeah, right.
The sovereignty. But really, when you look at the scheme of things, you look at the president who empowered the Muslim Brotherhood, mm-hmm. when you look at what's happening and how the Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated the United States, when you look at all these little stacks and just all these pieces of the puzzle being put together, you look at how Islam was being promoted at the DNC. It's like, right. you know, can we catch a clue? Mm-hmm. And this is not about, you know, coming against Muslims. This is not about that at all. This is about dealing with the fact that, you know, the Quran teaches that you got to, you know, violence. Mm-hmm. I mean, put the sword under their neck. Right. I mean, there is serious distinctions. Radical means that they just simply they read the Quran, they believe it, and they do what the Quran says. That's what a radical Muslim is. And it's, and you know, if Christians preaching Jesus as the Son of God is seen as out of the service, the only way to God is seen as adversarial mm-hmm. to the Muslims,
right?
You know, because the Quran teaches that Muhammad says that Jesus is not the Son of God, and so you know, in their eyes, this is an adversarial thing. The Quran has basically, you know, three goals for those that are not Muslims: it's to convert them, either bring them into servitude, or to kill them. And so you got to know what's happening. You got to know mm-hmm. Our response. Let me tell you, there's a great day ahead. I mean, there's a great day ahead. I believe that there are many Muslims, radicals included, that will find God and will find the true God and will find Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But it's going to begin when we understand, when we can see what's actually happening, so that we can actually have a heart to pray, a heart to be engaged in what's happening.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.